You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Week That Was is a new segment that Ollie and Mary Margaret are working on, where we dig through all of our news coverage over the week and pull up the top stories to recap what's been going on in Little Aotearoa and then also in the big wide world. So let's begin nationally. Obviously, there has been some other news other than New Zealand heading back up the alert levels in response to the community COVID-19 outbreak. The leader of the National Party, Judith Collins, has said her entire party's caucus will vote no in the upcoming cannabis referendum. The Prime Minister has not disclosed what her views are on the cannabis legislation, as she has simply said it is up to the public to decide. The ports of Auckland have been given consent to deepen the shipping channel in the Waitemata Harbour. The National Party has selected its candidate for the Auckland Central seat. Emma Mallow will take over from the outgoing current MP, Nikki Kaye, to go up against Labour's Helen White and the Green Party's Chloe Swarbrick. The recovery mission at Pike River Mine has been put on hold after carcinogenic residue was found in multiple locations. In international news, former Vice President Joe Biden has selected Californian Senator Kamala Harris as his running partner for the upcoming United States election. She is the first Black and South Asian woman to be on a major party's ticket, and she performed very well in the early presidential campaign and pushed Biden hard in the debates. More than 6,000 people have been arrested in Belarus following protests over the country's election. President Alexander Lukashenko has been declared the winner for his sixth term. Both the EU and the US have condemned the result as not being free nor fair. Russia has approved the world's first vaccine for COVID-19, with President Vladimir Putin saying it will be ready in October. And on the weekend, the Lebanese government resigned following the devastating explosion in Beirut. Yeah, and that's the news. That is a little bit of a recap on what has been going on in the world.
You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.